perception, own understanding of the situation. The way I see it is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement is meant to spread all over the world. And it is not going to happen just like that. It'll be something like conquering the world. It has to be like that. We have to conquer the world. Of course, this conquering will not take place with sword and weapons. This conquering will take place by imparting spiritual knowledge, through preaching. This conquering will take place. Now, if you look at the situation, you know, it's something like the king was away, and in the meantime, the enemies have taken over the kingdom. That's what happened. Krishna's kingdom has been today, Krishna's earth planet has today has been taken over by Kali. Now, a general comes to regain the kingdom for the king, retrieve the kingdom. So he needs to raise an army to fight the enemy. So he makes an appeal to all the loyal followers of the king that come, let's form an army and let's defeat the enemy. Now, those who are loyal to the king will naturally join the general and create the army to fight the enemy. And those who are loyal followers of the king will naturally do that. They'll see that the general is trying to win the kingdom back for the king. So isn't it natural that all the loyal followers of the king will join this army? But if somebody comes and takes the soldiers away to create his army from that general's army, which is being designed to fight them, and he takes the soldiers away, and they don't fight, I mean, they naturally, this weakens, first of all, it weakens the army, right? And secondly, it causes dissension in the army. You know, because the army then becomes divided. Therefore, we have to recognize who is that general. Obviously, Srila Prabhupada is that general who is raising the army of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So isn't it natural that all the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu join with Srila Prabhupada, not only Prabhupada's disciples, not only Prabhupada's grand disciples, Prabhupada's followers. I mean, anyone who is a follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will recognize the importance of this army and join. Right? But if they say, well, that is his army, our army is different. So that is what is happening. Why Prabhupada was so, you know, so strict about keeping everyone in ISKCON and not letting anyone leave ISKCON? Because Prabhupada had a mission of raising the army. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur also was raising the army, but unfortunately his army got lost, you know, due to the internal conflict among the devotees. Now, are you going to allow the same thing to happen in ISKCON? Obviously not. And in order to raise the army, in order to create the proper army, we need one general and everyone should line up with him. We can't have 25 different generals. Then there won't be any army. So the structure has to be very clear. And unfortunately, you know, they are not able to line up with Srila Prabhupada's army. And probably it will take a few generations, because this generation, you know, they don't recognize Srila Prabhupada's greatness. They don't recognize Prabhupada's achievements. And that is the problem. So in order to be in the army, we have to accept the general and surrender unto him. Right? Now, instead of surrendering unto that general, they are stealing the soldiers out of his camp. So this is how they are actually acting against Mahaprabhu's interest. You see, Krishna consciousness, or our preaching, is Krishna consciousness is a preaching mission. And this preaching mission is not a sentimental thing. This preaching mission is as serious an affair as fighting a battle. Fighting a battle is not a sentimental thing, you know. There's no room for sentiment. We have to fight to defeat the enemy. So maybe it will take some one or two generations for them to recognize that yes, ISKCON is the movement and Prabhupada is the general, and let us all, forgetting about our differences, for the sake of Mahaprabhu Sankirtan movement, to fight the battle against Kali, let's all get together. We are divided today. And the more divided we become, the weaker we become. Our strength naturally lies in our unity. So let us become united, at least in ISKCON, let us become united at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. Others may join or may not join. Others may come and steal some weak-minded individuals. What can be done? But at least let us become strong. And in course of time, people will see that ISKCON is Mahaprabhu's army that is going to defeat Kali. And as I said, there is no sentiment. Okay, they have been devotees, they are still devotees, they are preaching. Okay, they may be preaching, but they left ISKCON. They left the shelter of Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet. Therefore, we don't have any time to waste with them and for them. Fine, if they want to practice Krishna consciousness, let them, we wish them all well. But we have a serious business to take care of. Why did they leave ISKCON? They got the shelter of Prabhupada's lotus feet. And you will see, it at the bottom of it is distinction, adoration and profit. Because I didn't get the position in ISKCON to be a leader, to be a guru, many of them left because of that actually. The persons that you're mentioning, that was the main problem. But if they waited for a few more months, they could have got everything that they wanted. Mahaprabhu is there, will give whatever is necessary for our preaching. So for some material position, for some material recognition and worship, if one leaves the movement, that shows how serious he is about the spiritual mission. Well, I'm sorry to be heavy, but you know, when it comes to educating, you know, I have to tell you frankly, you know, like, it's a matter of, you know, seeing the reality. I time since you asked, you know, I have to give you an honest presentation.
Oh, I agree, I agree.
Another thing is, like, why don't they preach and make devotees? Why they have to come to ISKCON and steal devotees? Doesn't the gentleman steal? Like, you invite me to your house, and if I steal, how do they steal? Let them preach, let them make devotees, let them expand Mahaprabhu Sankirtan movement. That will be wonderful. But they don't do that. ISKCON does the preaching, and they come to steal. That shows they don't have any potency.